כך כדי אינדים, האינדים שזה מגיע למייסר, הדלוקת נרס בשבת ויונטר. So if we look basically at the basic gemoras and the rishonim, what are the chiyuvim, what are the kiyum, what are the tamim, what are the reasons behind this mitzvah of hadlokas neiros, a mitzvah of chiyuv, and then we'll see, once we get clear, there is reasons and the particular ways in which an occurs with mekayim, we'll see the various ramifications and achiminas lahalokha. The gemora says in the Akkor Gimel on the day to Shabbos, Omer Rabbah, Shita Li, Ne Beisoy, Ve Ne Chanukah, Ne Beisoy Odeh. So a person only has a minimum amount of oil, and he either can light a Ner for Shabbat, or a Ner for Chanukah, so the Gemara, Ne Beisoy Odeh, Mishum Sholem Beisoy. So the Ner for Shabbat takes precedence because of what the Gemara says, it's called Sholem Bayit. So the Rashi, Vahokha Milet Hanon, the Gemara Chofer Ma Beisoy, have a look in a second. More things are perfect. We learn out on how to have a lot of never Shabbat. Should the Nebeisoy Mitzvah and Neisha Bechayshah. A person feels very uncomfortable to sit in darkness. It's Nebeisoy Chazal Mitzvah. A person should feel comfortable on Shabbat. Therefore, one should like Neisah for Shabbat, not called Neisah of Sholem Bayis. Sholem Bayis means that there should be a feeling, an atmosphere of tranquility, of comfort at home. Therefore, one has to like Neisah. So now she says the Gemara that Chofei on the day. There the Gemara brings a posik in Yom HaDiyoma, a posik in Eicha, that Tiznach Misholim Nashi Nashisi Toivah. The posik says in Eicha, Yim Yonori says that the Tiznach, I have despaired, my soul has despaired Misholim from seeing Sholim, from feeling tranquility, from feeling peace. Says Rashi, why? Says Rashi, Tiznach Misholim Nashi, says Rashi, because a person Hadlok is never Shabbos. Shalechoy loy manad lahadlik. That's why you didn't have any oil to light neir. Ubemokim she'ein neir, where you don't have any light, ain't sholem. There's no sholem. There's no feeling of peace and tranquility. Shehoylech v'nichshul v'hoylech v'afeila. A person, you go and he falls over and he stumbles and he's walking in the dark and he can't find things and he knocks himself. Is menela. That's why Chazal will mitzaken hadlok is neir. One of the reasons why Chazal mitzaken hadlok is neir is Shabbos. That a person should feel like Shalom Neidah Shal Shalom Bayit. A person should feel comfortable and not bizarre and should not stumble and fall over things in the house on Shabbat. That's one Gemara. When Neidah comes out, so that Chiyuv in Neidah Shalom Bayit, the fact that Chiyuv is not just to light in your dining room, that requires that every room that a person will use on Shabbat, where a person will go, because he shouldn't fall over and shouldn't feel uncomfortable, so that Mechayiv, that there should be Neidah there. You should bring that at the beginning of each time of skimming. That lock is on there, so if Leo is the seed cotton base, based on the skimming, that lock is on there, so if Leo is the whole Hachadorim Shahoyle from the Shabbat. All the rooms that the person gets used on Shabbat, one is required to have light there. I'll call him at least in the Echot. Even if he's not going to eat anything, so shouldn't fall over. If it's a wood or stone, it shouldn't be nifshel, shouldn't fall over on Shabbat. We'll soon come back to that. But that's the first thing in the Hadlokas Neiros, Neiros of Sholem Bayis. Then you have another Gemara. A Gemara, it's a Chofei on the day. The Gemara says there's a particular type of thing that one shouldn't use to light the Neiros, Itron. So the Gemara, why not? Why shouldn't this be used? On the Rav, it says Shereicha Ra, because it has a bad smell. It's a Gezeder Shem Yanichen of Yetzir. He'll light the candles. He won't want to stay by the candles, and he'll go out. Omer Abaya, he's a Yetzir. So what's the end of the world? He's lit his candles. The Yetzir, he'll go. He'll leave the room. What's the end of the world? Omer Lei, the Rav answered, Shani Oimer, Hablokas Ner B'Shabbat Choyva. Locus near the Shabbat Bechayda. The Sefer Rav explains about the news that there was a chiyuv to light Shana Leil of the Shabbat. About the Nasi news. But his time was, maybe was, you can light and then you go out, no problem. So the Gemara had Locus near the Shabbat Bechayda means there's a chiyuv b'mokam ha-sudah to have the Leil. Where you're going to eat your sudah, where you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of sudah Shabbat, there you should have Leil. Avada, we need someone there, Shalom Bayit. But apart from that, he was Mechadish, Havlok, it's never Shabbos Kleber, that there's a Chiyuv of Neiris in the place where you're going to eat your Suda. Says Rashi, Kleber, Tovlik Shabbos. That's the Indian of honoring the Shabbos. She'in Suda Chashuva El Bamokim Oye. Ach, where does a Suda have a Chashiva to it? He was an atmosphere of festivity, of chashivas, you're honoring the Suda. If you light candles, that gives an inyan of chashivas to the Suda. And Rashi seems to learn that this inyan, if you have that Suda, you have that neighbor, the mokum of Suda, is the inyan of honoring the Shabbos, of covered Shabbos. And it's a bit difficult because Rashi then continues, and he Nitzayim a Gemara in Yuma. She'en Suda chashuv by mokum oi, only when it's night, ke'en Gemara, like the day, Perek Basu the Yuma that I'm here on the day. There, the Gemara of Yuma discussed that for a person to really appreciate and to enjoy what he eats, you have to be able to see what he eats. The Gemara says that a sumra, he can't appreciate food. Well, he can't see what he's eating. That was the inui of the mom. It always looked the same. Is the Gemara there, the Emes is talking about that a person should enjoy his food. The inui of enjoying his food, that's the inui of oinik. We know the Shabbos, there's covered Shabbos, and there's oinik Shabbos. Covered Shabbos is the way in which we honor the Shabbos. Only Shabbos is things that we do that we should enjoy and delight on Shabbos. If L'choira, if Rashi is saying the Gemara, there's a reason why you should have light at your Suda is. You should be able to enjoy your food. It's not an inyan of covered, it's an inyan of only. But it's fair when Rashi says this is an inyan of covered Shabbos food. In the end, it's based on disagreement. Taisa says, Havlokas ner the Shabbos choira, pirish, v'mokim Suda. The chayvi shayisu b'machaneh mishum oinik. For a person to be properly to enjoy his food of Shabbos, he can't eat in the dark. You have to be able to see what you're eating. But Lamaisa comes out, Rashi learns that that which says here in the Gemara, there's a chiv of habnokas neirah, daske b'machan suda. Rashi says, you know, call it Shabbos. It's a bit difficult, Rashi can find the Gemara. And so it's clearly it's in, you know, oinik Shabbos. We find in the Rishonim that the Rishonim also mentioned this inyan of covered Shabbos, light and candles of covered Shabbos. The Yireim in Siman Tov Chof Tes says the following lashon: V'yan omru Nevi'im, since the Nevi'im are told it, v'chibadatoy masuiz derachet, one should honor the Shabbos for not doing one's normal activities. Omru Chachomim, so he told a mitzvah of covered Shabbos, of honoring the Shabbos. Omru Chachomim. The civil lahadlik near the Shabbos, the covered Shabbos. So the aim is, well, you should enjoy your food. That in itself creates a chashivas, an honor of Shabbos, that we light candles in honor of the Shabbos mountain, in honor of the guest that is going to come. And I'm taking smag, the mitzvah say lamed, the mitzvah of lotus neighbor, that we should call the Shabbos. In place of Lachayra says the mitzvah, we should only Shabbos. Now this is in the Rambam already, we can find both things. The Rambam says in Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Hei, Echad Anoshim, Ve'echad Anoshim, Hayodim Liyoy Bebotein Ner Dolot V'Shabbos. Everybody is mechuyev to have a ner lit in the house on Shabbos. Because this is inclusive in the mitzvah of delighting of Oynik, of Oynik Shabbos. That's one Rambam in Perek Hey. Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. The Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Hey. So the Rambam. Here the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. A person should get ready his table Erev Shabbos. Various halachas of how we honor the Shabbos, but also second basically by going, you should get ready his house during the day already, with Nekvoy the Shabbos, in a dollar, and you should light and a candle should be lit. Shekol Eilu, all these things that Rambam discusses here, setting out the beds and setting out the table, Shekol Eilu the top of Shabbos. Is the Rambam there, if you've seen the Rishonim? Covered. Oh, you think the Rambam takes things both things? In Perek Hey, the Rambam brings that Neiris is the inyan of Oynik Shabbos, and the Perek Lamed brings the inyan of covered Shabbos. Is the Poskim already notice that the Rambam brings both things? in the taste of Shabbos in Simchas Shalach Gimel, says like this: that which you should light candles, Mishum Oimik Shabbos, in that which you should light candles in the place that you eat, that's like the Oimik. Like this on paper, you should enjoy your food, that's Oimik Shabbos. That which the Rambam says, Mishum Kavod Shabbos, that's the name of the Shalom Bayit. Person should not fall over, that's the name of Kavod Shabbos, right? You should create an atmosphere in the home that you'll feel comfortable. That's when you're being mechaber the Shabbos. So these two things are put into the Rambam. In the Aruch HaShulchan, it goes the opposite. The same idea, but completely opposite. And that which you should light candles in the place where you eat, that's Kavod Shabbos. And this is all this in Rashi already. That's the way you light candles when the guest comes to your sukkah, that's honoring the Shabbos. In that which you should light candles in all the other rooms that you shouldn't fall over, that's the oinig. Oinig, if people fall over, if you won't have enjoyment in the Shabbos, that's the oinig. So the Imam is completely the opposite, they say. But I suppose the Rambam, whatever way you're going to learn, the Rambam seems to bring both of these ideas, the neiros of Shalom Bayit, and the neiros of eating of a neiros of Shabbos Sudah, and it's a shayla which one is called the Kavod and which one is called oinig. But there's also something else in the Rambam. There's also a different Yehuda here in the Rambam. It's not Madaric. Here in the Halakha Heferic Hay, so the Rambam tells us, there's Echad Anoshim, the Echad Anosh, the Echad Anoshim, Hayod Elias, there should be in the houses, a Ner, which is lit on Shabbos. Here the Rambam, in Heferic Hay, Heferic Lam, when he's talking about Kovet, so the Rambam, you should prepare everything by day, for the Sakin, Liboy, Yoyle, Kovet Shabbos, and there should be a Ner, Dolit, implying that what? That you should light your candles by day. Shazer the cloud covered with a biscuit on. I mean, obviously, you have to light your candles by day. Because once it comes to Shia, you're not allowed to light your candles. It's an Isra, it's an Alaka. So, what is the Rambam telling me that for the fact of the base movie, Yoim, and then inclusive in that is that we should light the candles, Niboy Yoim? Obviously, it has to be Niboy Yoim, it has to be during the day. We can't light once it comes in, Shabbos. Said the biscuit on. There is a major big difference between Mitzvah Oynik and Mitzvah Kavod. Mitzvah Oynik, you just roll the Rambam, is the things that we do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we eat and we drink and all the various things that we should enjoy the day of Shabbos. The Inyan of Kavod is the anything Ikim Mitzvah Kavod is not fulfilled on Shabbos. The Ikim Mitzvah Kavod is fulfilled Erev Shabbos. That which we prepare the house in honor of the Shabbos Malach, and all of the yes, it is that we are Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. By getting the house ready, by putting out the tablecloth, all the things that the Rambam says, by going to bed, by washing, by putting on nice clothes, all these things, this is the Kavod Shabbos. If one of the things our Mechad the Shabbos is lighting candles, Nivoy Yoyim. The fact that it comes in Shabbos, the candles have you lit, with that we are Mekayim called Shabbos, is about the Abadi has to light Nivoy Yoyim. But the reason we're not, it's not just because I can't write later, the reason is because with that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Comes out in the mitzvah of Lokas Neiros, there are two kiyumim. One kiyum, Kavod, which I'm the kind with Boi Goy, before Shabbos. One kiyum, which I'm the kind when Shabbos comes in. That's my new Shabbos. Then the Gorn and Shulchan Aruch is also mashma, the Kavod Shabbos, the Iki kiyum is before Shabbos. In half of the last few minutes, the Moshul Leil Yom Tov Rishon Yom Tov, you can light candles later, there's no problem, I'm not interested. We can wait till the husband comes home from shul and the woman can light candles. But if you light candles later when the husband comes home, so you will have not fulfilled the mitzvah of the Mechad of Yom Tov. You will have only filled the Kiyam of Einik, of a covenant you won't be with time. You have got to speak out the Shikol of the Shikol, and shine the Shikol of Priyitzchok. A person who a woman should see to light candles, even Leil Yom Tov also, so that you fulfill both the mitzvah of Kavod and both the mitzvah of Oynik. And this is already the Hakdomah, the Prisha, famous Hakdomah to Prisha, where the Prisha of Sma talks about his mother. He brings there two famous traditions, two halachos from his mother. The most famous one that he brings from his mother is that Shabbos always be light first and then make the bracha afterwards. And Yom Tov he says you can do differently. I believe now he's not so famous. The second thing that my mother used to say that women make a toast, that they used to wait Leil Yom Tov Nishan till the husband came home, and then they lit candles after Nacht. And says the wife of the Sma, says the mother of the Sma, that's a mistake. They should be lighting candles just like Erev Shabbos, Mivoy Yoyim. The has the being, I'm just talking about. Because if you light later, you're only in the kind of mitzvah of Oinit Yom Tov. Whereas if you light earlier, without you're in the mitzvah of Kovid Yom Tov. Basically the reasons and the kiyunim of Hadlokas Neivos for Shabbos Yom Tov. Let's go back now to the third kiyum, the Neivos of Shalom Bayit. If you saw Mishabura, Al Shalom Bayit was not asking a place for you eat. Al Shalom Bayit was mechuyev to light in every single room that a person can use on Shabbos. That doesn't mean we'll have to have one bedroom of light. Often one can put in a hole and that will create light in your bedroom, and therefore you won't stumble. At a time that you know the street lights are going to produce enough light that you should be able to know what you're doing in your room, that will also be sufficient. Achi is the light to put the light on a toilet, achi is the light to any place where a person can use the achi to put the light on. If a person forgets, the marshal, I see in the summer, yeah, it's light, it's very light out during the day, if a person sometimes can forget to put the light on upstairs, they come at 10 o'clock at night, and the children got there. Oi! Nobody's left the lights on. The oi is about, the children are nervous. But it's much more than that. If a person forgot to put the lights on, he was over on this kind of chazal. It's not just oi, they, you've got no lights on, give me the time comes from the Shabbat. A person, that's what chazal intended. If a person forgets, he doesn't go around before Shabbat and put the lights on in the day, in the toilet, in the bathroom, in the hall, the various places he wants to use, is that he's been over the kind of chazal. That's what chazal intended. And it's not you over. Of Avada, the positive, as if a person before Plaga Minza went to put on the hall lights, the bathroom lights, whatever, etc., but now we have no fear about locus nails now. With the natural lights, with the light, electric lights, whatever you put on, with that we've taken away the necessity to light candles in Shum Shom and Bai. And you're here, you'll only be Mekayim, but Mokayim, Fuda. In more than that, the Gemara says, Holy Shama Gimel and Sif Yud. The remote of the Ike had locked Shluya Beneiros Shamadik and our Shulchan. The Ike had locked is the Neiros that one lights in the dining room, on the table. So the Mishmur, what does the remote want with this? That let's say a person is lighting more neighbors, he's lighting in his hall, he's lighting in various rooms, and he's lighting also in his dining room. The bracha should go on the neighbors which you are lighting in your dining room. Because the ikim mitzvah adlokas neighbors is b'mokim suda. Hainu, what does it mean? To yivorech aleihem. The bracha you should make should be on the neighbors which you b'mokim suda. V'loyasha neighbor, not on the other neighbor. Why? Letisha ikira mitzvah chatzim heim ha neighbors. Those neighbors, which are not only al shalei koshel, those neighbors which are kovrid, al einik, that's the main neighbors, and on that we make the brother. It comes out various training, poskid manenu, poskid from recent times, and they have a problem. They have a problem. Nowadays we have electric lights. A person is going to a woman, they tie it, the woman goes into the dining room, all the lights are on, the perfect light there, and the woman goes and she lights the neighbors. What purpose are they, what function are they serving? It's completely lit up, the whole room is illuminated. What practice can I have? If those poskins that hold us a problem, I can learn that if a woman lights candles and the electric lights all the time, the broccoli lights on it, the apple from all that, all the broccoli lights on it. In a mailer, they tell her what you have to do, that she should turn off the lights before she lights neighbor, make the bracha, and then her husband should come and switch on the lights. She's in the Kabbalah Shabbat, she can't switch on the lights anymore, and her husband should come and switch on the lights. Ah, you ask me, comes out, she's not, in the end of the day, 2 minutes later, you're not going to have a gnaw from the neighbor. You're only going to have a gnaw again from the electric light. Once the husband comes and switches on the electric light, if you're not having an open the nasal, the shit according to their shit, okay, that's a caution, let's put that to the side. Although they hold that you can't be Mekayim Ablokas Neiros if the light put on, and therefore, the Shas Ablokas Neiros, there should only be those Neiros. You should turn off the electric lights, and later on, the husband, he comes, he wants to become a Shabbos, and switch the lights on. Or other Taina, a different type of Easter, that just before she's about to put this to light the Neiros, she should switch off the light. Then, she should switch on the light, the Kavod Shabbos, and light the neighbors, and have in mind that the barakah should go both on the electric lights that she's just put on and on the neighbors that she's lighting. Other thoughts. And the emissary bring down the Moshe Feinstein with knowing that. That's how Moshe used to do it. The way that the bit told you, the chlal, can you be yotzer have block of neighbors with electric lights? This is Shana Shulah from the Yitzchokhomen, small clan, but this is a bit similar already, going back a number of years already. Can you be chlal be yotzer with the electric lights? But the problem to get out of that problem, somebody take on that side that you can be yotzer, you can be yotzer with the actual light. In other times, it's not a problem. Lots of stuff, lights and candles that add to the festivity, that has to be only the person that's like a shivus. It could be in the middle of day, and we want to make a special suda. Also, the derech people can sit on the table at night. That gives only the loss of shavuot. Only the simcha. You say that person has the enjoyment and the shmach when you see it's like a neighbor Shabbos, the neighbor, that's not such a problem. That's not such a problem. Kashmini Ga'olam, I think, and people also wonder about the electric light. Let's go a bit further. I feel as those poskim who hold, and I feel the poskim who have never seen a rabbi with a rabbi Shashem, but we're all the line together, each one. Even as possible home, that every Shabbos is not the problem. The electric lights don't cause a problem, because in the end of the day, it's an oil that gets a cover, that's a simple you say that the light candle. Are we going to hit them where we don't eat a suda? So there, there's no oil. The Iker had locker that we light you to be Neiroi Shoshana Bai. Shalom Yikoshel. No, Neiroi Shoshana Bai. If I got all the electric lights on, that's not Neiroi Shoshana Bai. So you're in Kippur, when you light the neighbors, you're not, there's no union of Tavid, and there's no union of Oinit, there's only Shalabayat, and so the house is firstly illuminated. In the prayer, even those who say that Shabbos is not a problem, make a problem, you're in Kippur, and Taina, the one should do either one or two of these aces. Either the husband should light up, put on the light after, or that you should have in mind, you should put on the light, look over Shabbos, and the bracha should go on both. Many, many possibly make a problem in Kippur. Let's talk about the Shaila, which is very dear. Married children come to their parents to eat. Where should they lie candles? Should they lie taka where they're eating? Friday night they're eating by the parents. Should they lie there? Or no, they should lie taka better at home. The Shulchan Aruch of Sif Ches discusses there, if you've got two or three mishpachas eating in one place, so the machaba holds that each one can make a bracha of their own neighbor. In the machaba brings a second shitter, no, it's no good, because since somebody is lit already, so what purpose is serving the other neighbor? The machaba makes a problem. The law says, how many gives that two or three people to light together? Which would not be what the reason. You can stop the problem. The deeper you are, that creates a feeling of simcha that adds to the festivity of the occasion. Says the Mishnah. However, if the people who are eating, the extra people who are eating the good food, have their own place to light at home, then Abadah, the Mishnah, they should light at home, because in that case, Mikula Alma, they're not putting themselves into a shayla. I feel the Ramo is lethal, but they haven't put themselves into a shayla. If you light at home, Shalom Yikoshul, in the day, Mikula Alma, you can make a bracha. So the end of the Pashas Mishmur is only mashma, that when children go and eat by their parents Friday night, Chotch the Minigal Ramo is people can, Vivi Ameyas, we do make a bracha, but nevertheless, if you can go home and light your candles there, that would be better, because then Mikula Alma, you haven't put yourself into a shayla. In more than that, after they talk in time, that even if Zibi and Leva, that was all being mayhem in their day, but in the dark, another pair of candles, another set of candles, another set of each candle adds illumination to the room. That's the thing, so that's what Zibi had faced before. But strange now, when we got the lights on, another couple of candles, that doesn't affect the illumination of the room. It's time of, in the name of time, is the whole swallow of Tosef of Zibi Oiras doesn't apply nowadays. In the name of not all the apostles take on, not so well known, but if children come to eat by their parents, they should take not light by their parents, but they should light take at home. However, the Mishmur, running out of time, but the Mishmur says that we'll have to make sure that we'll have Neir, which will last, for when you come back, that they should still be alive. Oh, but then we still have to think further. Let's say the woman, so she decides to light at home, and she had the lights on, and she lives, no problem. So let's see what type of Neir, what type of function are these Neir serving? Shaloye Koshu, Oynik, there's no Oynik here. She's eating her food in her pen. So what are these neighbors? Neighbors shall die. There's no tashim. Neighbors shall die from the light of them. So the neighbors might be going to be a problem if she dies from some of a bracha and a tola. On that, the only answer is one of two answers. Either we can go back to our old answer, or she should turn off the light and put on the light before Shabbos, and the bracha will go on both. Or another answer is the taka should leave light in such a room where the taka, where you don't use the electric light. Suddenly, if she wants the taka, have Neir Shoshana die. And therefore, that the candles themselves will serve as the illumination for that room. And finally, we look at again, like Abi Sukkah says, there are some people that know don't assign to light Neir in the Sukkah. What do they do? They leave light at home. So what function is that serving? What function is that serving? You get your suit in the Sukkah, you come back in the home. The lights were on, the electric lights were on. It's either all the other Eitzos, or the other Eitzos, which I've got to mention, right? The woman, or anybody, can go and eat the kazayis of Nezoinus by the neighbors when they come in from the Sukkah. Or the children, when they come home, they can eat the kazayis of Nezoinus by the neighbors. That will be considered a Sudah. I think the Kishmach and Sudah, kazayis of Nezoinus is considered a Mach and Sudah. It's a neighbor. You have had an Oynik Shabbos. You have made that these neighbors shall now become neighbors of Oynik Shabbos. And finally, let's just finish off with one other Shaila. It's also very good. People go to the hotels. I've actually been there, so it's a good idea. There are hotels that they don't want you to light, they don't have a lighting on the table that you eat. So they put the table, in some place they put the table in the hall, or they put the table in another room, and all the women go and light their candles there. That is a major problem. That the MS, now the MS cannot make a candle off his if it's not, if it's definitely not in the room that you're eating, to the mailer, it's definitely not a candle off his mailer, because that's no, it's not serving any purpose of origin. It's no problem, it's not serving any purpose of Shalabai, it's all the life problem. It's not a Shabbat, it's the Chayra, as long as you're not the Kama block of Neda. On the Emmet, we'll have to think even further. Even if they put it in the room that one's eating, we've got this large dining room, and somebody's right at the other end there, and here is at the table at the beginning of the other end of the room, and there is candles. But what function are they serving? Number one, the cloud, the whole problem, when 15 people light on a table, is anywhere a problem of Tosfos Or, which the Pesukim say now the room is illuminated, is the cloud of Shalik, can we say Tosfos Or nowadays? And apart from that, it's not near the cloud where you're eating. So what simcha are you having, what energy are you having from those lights? In the Chayre, if one is in such a circumstances, is that one should go eat something by the neighbors. The example is by the neighbors, and that would have made the neighbors into a Enoch Shabbat, otherwise it'll be a Kashash, so you're not good, but the Mitzvah has not
now they're talking about as well.